The year is 1943. World War II has brought the world to its knees. Two not-so-young inventors are released on parole after a 10-year stay in Alcatraz.
Sven Ingeborg. Henry Mossmouth. I find your attitudes maudlin, your personalities cloying, and your visages disturbing. I would let you rot if I could. However, the nation is hemorrhaging men, and I've been instructed to free those deemed non-violent. Scurry now, my little pussycats. Flee.
Institutionalized and obsolete, our heroes rocket into an unknown world ravaged by war. Will they turn the rising tides of doom? Find out on this week's episode of Bubble Boys.
All right, Sven, I feel like the entrance was around behind these bushes here.
Okay, well, just go ahead and knock on that basement window.
Uncle Gustus, Uncle Gustus!
Who's there?
Uncle, it's your nephew, Henry.
And Sven.
Henry and Sven! Released from prison, or did you escape?
No, we're up on parole.
Oh, on parole. Well done, well done. Good behavior, yes?
Time well spent.
Yeah. Time well spent. Well, please come in. Come in.
Okay, we're out through the window here.
Still haven't fixed that door.
Okay, Henry.
Ow! Don't step on there. Okay. Careful. Boy, it's so nice to see you. You've aged.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't aged a day, Gustus. You look fabulous.
Yes. If you stay in your basement with the lights off, you won't age.
Oh, it's so dark in here.
See, you haven't made it any less creepy.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a... Ooh, this won't creep you out at all. It's my latest invention.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Yes.
Are those geodes?
Touch that hole on the end.
What?
It's the death machine.
Wow. Finally, they invented a death machine with a hole in it that's not a gun.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a gun, doesn't it?
Do you just stick your hand in here, in this
hole?
Well,
that's just it. You distribute them about the enemy, and they get so curious as to what it does, they put their finger in the hole, and they explode.
I gotta try it.
No, don't! You will explode! I promise you will explode. Perhaps you can convince a vagrant to put his finger in there.
Oh, yeah. Sven, put your finger in there.
Okay.
But, oh, boys, a vagrant! A ne'er-do-well, a vagabond! A drifter!
What's this hanging over here? Is this seaweed?
Careful! That's... Actually, it's a radioactive kelp that I've grown that someday could grow and take over the world!
Wow, I'm gonna put my hand in it.
I wouldn't do that. When I say take over the world, I mean take over the replace all this so nutrient-filled. You know, it wouldn't actually take over the world. It would just be a food source for, you know...
Oh, for the leaders of the new planet.
For everyone, yes, yes.
Okay.
Unless, of course, the kelp gains some kind of intelligence, and in which case. What can I do for you, boys? It's so nice to see you.
Oh!
Great to see you. Gustus, well, we had a lot of time to think about our actions.
10 years?
10 years, a long time.
How's the chow?
Great. Beans and bread.
Oh, not bad.
Got any?
Ooh, yes. In fact, it's your lucky day.
Hmm?
Oh.
But my latest invention.
Oh, boy, this thing is covered in chrome.
Yes, yes. Here's a simple can of beans, and it's a heated can opener.
Oh.
As you open the can,
cooks
heats
the beans.
Heats the contents. Careful. Put this mitt on. This asbestos mitt.
Oh,
please, yes.
This is like 200 degrees. It really heats these.
Oh, yes. Well, it doesn't take long to open a can. It's a matter of 10 seconds. So how hot does the opener have to get to cook a whole can of bean in 10 seconds?
Oh, you're right. Of course. I want to set this down.
No, that's tables made of wood.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, all right.
How about on this asbestos pad over here? There it is. In fact, just grab a pinch of asbestos and kind of rub it on your face there, just in case you get too hot.
This'll help my burns.
Yeah, it certainly will. It certainly will.
Put it in my eyes.
Yeah, in your eyes.
It's a natural sunscreen.
All your orifices. Mm. Well done. What can I do for you, boys?
I'm getting tired.
Gustus, we are at loose ends, both mentally and monetarily. And we hoped that our gum would still be in production. We could participate in the production of it in some way.
Yes, I have the patent to your gum, but you will be very, very proud of me.
Oh boy, Sven, this is going to be great.
Do tell.
I sold the patent to someone else.
Good.
And received a large share of money?
Not money, something better. An idea.
Okay.
An idea worth money?
Yes. I sold your gum patent to a one Nikola Tesla. Perhaps you've heard of him?
The Tesla?
The Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
And he, in exchange, gave me this machine.
It's small.
Yes, it is very small. It's called the facsimile machine.
Oh, so it looks like another machine?
Yes. You put this piece of paper into the facsimile machine. The paper is photographed, and its contents are sent over a telegraph wire to another machine and reconstructed on the other end. Imagine that. Legal documents can be sent across the country, across nations, instantly.
Well, okay, that...
It sounds like magic to me, Gustav.
It's completely magical. There's a sticking point. Well, he only gave me one machine.
So there's not
another machine to send anything to.
Well, you know, I mean, that's being worked on.
So all these pictures are just in the ocean? All these legal documents?
No, Henry, they're not in the ocean. They're up in the air somewhere.
Yes, they're clogging up telegraph wires. But the second you build another facsimile machine and hook it up, you just get all these pieces of paper coming out from all the things I've tried to send across. But I'm working on it, please. And you know, perhaps now that this all comes out of my mouth, the deal does sound a bit raw. Perhaps we should go to Mr. Tesla and renegotiate our agreement.
Well, I think that legally, Henry and I at least have some claim because we were incarcerated at the time. We're going to go visit Tesla and get back a portion or a percentage of the profits made from our gum.
Very good. I know exactly where he lives. We're both members of the Inventors Union.
You have a union?
Oh, yes. Well, you have to.
How's the health coverage?
Health coverage is good. You know.
Have you had a strike recently?
Death and dismemberment coverage. You know. Oh, are you with the war on? Are you crazy? We've never been busier.
Wow. Do you think there's mice inside of our bones?
Mice inside of our bones?
Sometimes I get ticklish in the middle of the night.
Ooh.
And I'm always hungry for cheese.
There could very well be tiny mice inside our bones. Interesting. We need to invent a tiny cat to shoo them away.
I'll eat it immediately.
Yes. And then you have to swallow a dog.
Oh, boy.
And swallow a cow to chase the dog. Oh, I don't know why you would do that. Perhaps you'll die.
Well, there's only one way to find out. To Tesla's.
Ah, the open road, huh?
Nice. Is it cool if I stick my head out the window like this?
Please, go for it.
Never seen so many silos.
You know, the last time we stopped for gas, it was a whopping 89 cents. Perhaps we could start a pool and we all chip in, you know.
Well, frankly, Uncle Gustus, I thought we were going to have royalties from all the gum that you didn't sell, so...
Gustus, we can pay you, we can chip in, but the only thing we have to barter is cigarettes, spoons, and toothbrushes.
Oh, gracious, boys, a tremendous collection of spoons.
In fact, if we have an opportunity to stop again, I kind of have to,
you need to use the restroom again.
Yeah, I got...
Oh, boy.
Shouldn't have drunk so much water immediately after our last stop.
Have you considered perhaps just urinating on the side of the road?
Oh, like a dog or a bird?
Well, Henry, how about you climb outside the car on the baseboard and just go while we keep driving?
Yes, yes. Or
this
climb into
like
the rumble
adventure.
Seat.
Okay. Okay. Oh, boy. I feel like a pilot or something.
Don't fall, Henry.
Are you peeing yet?
I'm nervous. I'm too nervous.
Stage fright.
Oh. Wow. It's like I'm drawing a line on the pavement. Speed up. It looks like a telegraph line.
Try intermittently stopping and starting your pee to make like a dashed line down the road.
Oh, we can pass it then.
I'm trying to spell fun. I'm going to drink more water. I'm going to do that again. Do you want me to take a turn behind the wheel? You want to go?
No, please. Are you kidding?
I've never driven before. Oh, boy. Get it, Uncle Gustus.
Here I go. Look at that urine fly. Take. Whoa, whoa, okay. Well, that was a
whoa.
Was animal on the road. I'm sorry. Careful.
Okay.
Careful. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ha.
Just then, how are your driving skills?
I'm pretty good. Scooch over, Henry.
Okay.
Oh, let's see. Clutch here. Shifter here. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've finished urinating, so good job, Uncle Goosis.
We're, putting along at a pretty good pace here. Did you make any modifications to this thing, Gustus?
I certainly did. I modified the carburetor of this Packard to get a whopping 12 miles to the gallon.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yes, that means we'll be able to get all the way from Denver all the way to Kansas City on one tank of gas.
Wow.
Incredible. Oh, can we pick up this hitchhiker?
Ooh, do you still have the death machine?
I've got it in back. I should put my finger in it.
Don't put your finger in the death machine. Okay. Ah, good sir. Can we help you?
Hello. Yeah, that'd be great. I'm heading east.
So are we. Come on.
We're heading east.
Get in back with me.
Oh, thanks, guys. Oh, man, life on the road.
Have you ever seen a machine before, son?
What's a machine?
It's basically a type of bar of soap that has gears and stuff in it that makes it do what you want.
Oh, so I just put my finger in this hole right here?
Ah, we'd at least have a brush to suit up his ashes. To New York! Now, boys, when we knock, we must be careful to knock exactly 7 times, because he is very superstitious.
Mr. Tesla?
Mr. Tesla?
Perhaps he's not home.
Let's just try the door. It's open.
It's open.
Oh. This looks like your place, Uncle Eustace.
Please, flatter me.
There's less sentient kelp, but otherwise, a lot of gears on the floor and creepy stuff hanging out of drawers.
Parts and things and doodads and...
Hello, everyone.
Wow.
I was expecting you. You came a little early.
You were expecting us?
Yes, I'm... Tesla, hello.
Hi.
It's an honor, sir, to meet you, fellow inventor.
This is my Uncle Gustus Mossmouth. I'm Henry Mossmouth.
I'm Sven Ingeborg. You have our voice-changing gum, sir.
Do I?
And we want the royalties that are due to us from the astronomical sales of that gum.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I must have taken it in a very low point. You know, boys, I'm very sick.
Oh, really?
Yes, I have this terrible cough. I have this phlegm in my throat that just kind of, you know, it just stays there. And it's constantly, I'm writing and, you know, it's a phlegm. It's a chest thing. The doctors got me freaked out, so I need some money.
Oh, my.
That's terrible.
Here are some nickels. I'm so sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Actually, this might be an opportunity. One inventor to the next. I'm working on a little invention for your, might help your cough, called Robotussin.
What is this Robotussin?
In this little bottle is a miniature robot. And this robot climbs inside your lungs and cleans out your phlegm.
Oh my gosh, why didn't I not think of that? This is exactly like my invention, the Matobot.
the what?
It's the Matobot. It's a mechanical mouse that goes in your bone to kill the mouse that's scurrying around in your bones.
Amazing! Henry?
Oh, this sounds good. It's like a big brother for the mice that live inside my bones, I theorized.
Yes. I have many wonderful inventions here in my...
Pardon me, is this a kill machine?
This is a kill machine. It's for killing bugs.
Oh, I myself was working on a kill machine.
What's your name again?
My name is Gustus, Gustus Mossmouth.
Gustus, I have got your facsimiles.
Really? I thought there was only one machine? You do have another one.
No, I...
We traded them for the gum.
We traded you. Yes. I traded you one for the gum. I had the other. So I've been reading these erotic stories you've been writing.
Uncle Gustus, these are filthy. And the drawings.
I didn't think anyone would get them. I thought there was no other machine.
I just want to let you know that ever since my wife has died, that these facsimiles you've been sending and not knowing where they have gone have been keeping a old, lonely, sick man very, very warm at night.
Well, you're welcome, sir. Pleasure to be of service.
Jeez, Sven, it just seems like they're talking science talk at each other.
And hitting it off.
This is something that communicates with aliens.
You're kidding. No. Have you reached any aliens yet?
Yes.
Oh, well, fascinating.
Well, I mean, aliens, by aliens, I mean, you know, people from other planets.
I didn't get much sleep in the car because every time I started to nod off, I would see a cow and get all excited. Want to lie down on top of this robot bed or inside out stomach or whatever it is.
I'm going to lay down on this electric umbrella.
Mr. Tesla, I'm impressed. Let me show you my latest invention. I call it the remote key entry fob. You push this little button and it sends out a radio signal to a man you hire who runs out and unlocks your car.
Oh my God, that is wonderful. Have I showed you my book, Dianetics?
Oh my God, gracious. I happen to be a speed reader here. Let me just...
What I'm trying to do is invent the human mind over again.
This is fascinating. Well, I see why you need that alien communicating machine.
Yes.
What's your favorite number?
52.
Mine too!
What?
Science, science, science.
I slept great.
I had terrible nightmares.
How come I'm in this bird cage?
Oh, hey, boys.
My arms!
It's a man cage. Both of you are in man cages.
What?
Yes, it's an invention. I have the patent on. I invented the, you know, direct current and x-ray machines and the man cage.
What?
Well, feed us some bird seed or man seed or whatever and let's get out of here.
Oh, there will be a feast, but you boys are the main course.
What? Why is Gustus all tied up?
Uncle Gustus, wake up! Well,
Tesla, what's going on
here? Okay, you proved that the man cage worked.
Boys, I'm very sick. How sick? I don't want to tell you. But regardless, I'm very old and I need to get well, and you look like two strapping young boys.
Thank you.
Well, I may be strapping, but if you don't put some newspaper down in this man cage, I'm going to poop all over the floor.
All right, well, fair enough here to just pick up left leg.
Okay.
Right leg.
Okay.
Okay, there you go.
Thank
you.
Now
you have paper.
Thank you.
Can I have the funny pages?
Well, then pick up your right leg.
Okay.
Okay. Left. Okay, here you go. You were standing on them.
This is Gasoline Alley. I want Crazy Cat.
Well, I read that. I have a scrapbook with all the crazy cats.
Well, but I don't.
Tesla, you're old and sick. That doesn't mean anything to Henry and I, and it certainly doesn't mean to poor old Gustus all tied up and trussed like a chicken.
Why are we in these man cages with our eyebrows shaved off and our skin beginning to turn colors?
Because I am slowly zapping the youth out of you. Yes, the youth. As you can see, I am getting a lot younger right before your eyes.
You look great, but I assumed it was just you being in some darker light.
No, look at this hairline. I haven't seen this hairline in years. Oh, boys. Boys, boys, boys.
Uh-oh. We're not boys anymore, Henry. We're getting old.
I'm sorry, I didn't want it this way. Don't you guys know you're better off? You'll probably get your, you know, call up to the war and you'll die anyway. I'm doing you a service.
Uncle Gustus, are you okay? You look like you're melting into a pumpkin.
Well, I'm zapping his mind because there are still a few inventions in there I would like to keep.
Oh, some inventions you like to keep, eh, Tesla? Or are you just a fraud who never came up with an original idea? I noticed that all the inventions that you showed, Gustus, he had already invented.
He? Cards on the table, boys? Yes, yes, I stole every single thing. That machine that I traded your gum for, that was something that sucked your uncle's mind.
He trusted you. You were his hero. He had a bust of you in his home. He had your face on his pajamas. He told me stories about you that bored me senseless.
Yes, the perfect mark.
And now I'm old. And there's a mouse chewing at the cords of your machine.
What? What? Mouse! Mouse, get away! Get! Go on, get! Get! Gustus, what are you doing? Gustus, stay away from there!
Must replace diodes. Insert.
Robomouth.
Compact disc. Hit shuffle play.
Henry, I feel great. We're 10 years younger.
I look beautiful.
You're gorgeous. Your skin's so clear. Gustus, you look like a strapping man of 30.
Uncle Gustus, you look like Dad.
Whoops.
Tesla, you always look like he's melting down in a little puddle of skin and hair.
I'm so sorry, boys. I never wanted to do this. I never wanted to steal inventions. I never wanted to die like this. I wanted to live like a king. Forever. But fair's fair, you got me in a science war, so take my inventions, all of them. You, Adam.
It's Henry.
The polite one, yes. The crazy cat clippings are in under my bed.
Bless you.
You'll find another scrapbook with, well, Little Nemo's. Goodbye, boys. Goodbye, science. Fuck you, Edison.
It appears he's fully melted. We should perhaps give him the proper burial. Hand me that mopping bucket.
Absolutely.
Are you sure we shouldn't put his finger into the killing machine?
His finger is just a rod of jelly at this point.
Yeah, this mop's not picking up anything. It's just moving it around the floor.
Yeah. Perhaps I need to invent a better mop. It's a pole on which you could attach little disposable handkerchiefs.
Well, that would certainly be swifter.
My sweeper?
Swifter, your sweeper.
Yes, yes, my sweeper would be swifter.
Twitter.
I'll call it the Cleano Rod.
Should we get the door?
Hi, Tesla's place.
Hi, I'm Sergeant Mertz. I'm looking for, Mossmouth and Ingeborg.
Well, this is my Uncle Gustus Mossmouth, and I'm Henry Mossmouth. This is Sven Ingeborg.
Sven Ingeborg. All right, step over here, Sven.
Okay.
Henry Mossmouth. That's what I'm looking for.
All right.
That's you. All right, boys.
What can we do you for?
You can head straight to Fort Sumter, because you have been drafted.
What?
Drafted?
Drafted. Straight in.
I guess we're going to war.
So we knew this was inevitable, Henry.
Well, boys, you've added a lot of excitement to this old man, and we've had quite some adventures together. I just want to tell you some advice. If at any point you decide that the army is not for you, and the tremendous burden that is defending our democracy is not up to your favor, all you need to do is kiss each other, and they will ask you to leave.
Thanks, Uncle Gustus.
Thanks, Gustus.
I'll miss you, boys. Be careful.
You chumps ready? Let's get going.
Hop, two, three,
okay,
four.
Okay. Hop, two, three, four.
Hop, in my country, two, by Collie, three, I had four, a good hop, when I two, left.
Ah, it's a guitar. It appears to have a cord running from it. Almost as though it were electric. Ah, completely useless.
Bubble Boys, created by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer. Produced and directed by Tim Joyce. This episode improvised by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer with Bill Arnett, Griffin Eckstein, and Tim Joyce. Please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bubbleboys and listen to more episodes at bubbleboys.podomatic.com. You can also rate us on iTunes. Love us, hate us, just let us know.
I sold the patent to him. I gave the patent to him in exchange for this. The speaking telegraph.
The speaking... Is that a telephone?
Hmm?
The speaking telegraph? Is that a telephone?
Well, it's different. Because it's a telegraph that you talk into.
I'm listening to the receiver. It just seems like it's dots and dashes through a phone receiver.
Exactly.
Can I speak and it turns it into dots and dashes?
No, you have to speak. You have to say dot and dash.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep.
You have
beep.
To actually say dot and dash, Henry. Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
There we go. That was an S.
Yes.
Okay.